I finally asked when they turned to me. Beth smiled. Good to see you too, Lennox. Isabel's travelling with Sebastian. They should be here soon.
Fuck. Now I knew we had a problem. Da ushered them into the castle, and I made my excuses and headed the other way. Once out of sight, I jogged rounding the building until I reached the tower's exterior door. In a minute, I was inside and up the stairs to my apartment, frustration driving me on. I placed a call, chucking my snowboarding jacket and pants to my couch. Sebastian answered on the first ring.
Knox, how's it going?
Where's your sister? I demanded, no time for pleasantries. Seb was my best friend in the world, and he'd forgive the rudeness. There was a pause. Isabel was to travel to Scotland with our parents. Then he groaned, no doubt working out the reason for my urgency.
Fuck.
Aye, fuck. They just got here, and she wasn't in the car. They think she's with you. He swore viciously. Hold on, let me pull over and call her. While I waited for him to come back on the line, I strode through my hall, into my bedroom and grabbed my jeans and a jumper. Isabel Fitzroy was a problem child and then some. I hadn't seen her in over a year, but I'd heard about her exploits from her far too patient brother. She'd changed schools after outrageous behaviour had her expelled. She smoked, drank, had apparently and inexplicably gotten a tattoo, and seemed to be doing everything to draw attention to herself. There was no way in hell she was ruining Christmas. Sebastian returned.
She's not answering. I'll ring the garage at home. She usually hangs out there.
Another 20-second wait brought worse news.
The Tesla's missing, Seb said, his deep voice flat.
I slapped my hand to my forehead. Our runaway had taken a car from her Mars collection as if she were entitled to it. Where the fuck would she go? He grumbled.
No idea. Isabel has some issues right now.
Is Sky there? I'd bet any money that she'd answer the phone to her. Sebastian was right. My sister would know. I'll call you back, I muttered, then stepped into my boots and hot-footed it out of my apartment, descending the spiral stairs to the interior of the castle. Skirting the great hall and the large number of relatives already present, I found my twin in the dining room. I glared at her, unable to help my mood.
Sky, a word.
She pushed her blonde hair behind her ear, then blinked at my expression. Rising gracefully, Sky set aside the pastel paper Christmas chain decorations she was making with two of our younger and comparatively well-behaved cousins. The girls exchanged an uh-oh glance, but didn't complain about my interruption. I dragged her through the busy main kitchen where our uncles prepared the evening's feast, and outside into the night. Chill air fought the furious heat blazing in me.
Are you going to tell me what's going on? Sky asked.
Isabel's taken a car from Belvedere. She lied to her parents about coming here with Seb. She's missing.
Oh, heck.
Sky shivered, wrapping her bare arms around her torso. Twins we might be, but she was slender to my brawn. Instantly, I shed my jumper and stuck it over her head.
Thank you. Have you tried calling her?
No.
Her brother did and she won't answer. You try, I ordered. Sky grimaced but took her phone from her dress pocket.
Just don't bark at her in the background. She's going through a hard time right now.
A hard time? I planted my bold fists on my hips. Isabel had a charmed life. She lived in a mansion with two doting parents and she wanted for nothing. She wasn't the one who'd have to take on a title and ownership of an estate one day, like a brother and me, or lead a clan, like I would. What the ever-loving fuck did she have to worry about? The dial tone sounded on Sky's phone. A voice answered. My sister pressed a finger to her ear and half turned away from me.
Is, where are you?
A clear laugh came down the line and my back stiffened. Sky listened intently.
Right, she said, but the party starts soon. Will you be here in time? That's at least an hour's drive away. I'm worried about you.
Sky knew where she was. I seized the phone from her hand.
Isabel Fitzroy, what the bloody hell do you think you're playing at? Are you out of your mind? What the hell's wrong with you?
A shocked intake of breath came, then silence met my ears.